Welcome to the My Name is Human Earth 2.io podcast, brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. I am Human Hasty.
I am Human Kangi.
And I am Human Snoke.
All right, so we've been away for a little while because we were waiting for something to happen. And guess what? Something happened. And you know, I got to give props there too. They said we're going to have two things roll out this week. And guess what? They had two things roll out this week. That's huge progress in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we'll start off with hollow buildings. It's giving people something to do. It's allowing for creativity. Basically, you can go on to Earth 2. There's a drop down on the main menu where you can select the hollow building editor. Then you have a bevy of options. You have to create a blueprint. You can create a design. Me, I can create a square. That's what I'm good at.
Hey, we've all got to start somewhere. We got to walk before we can, or excuse me, crawl before we can walk.
I think you're kind of like me. You're kind of in square mode right now. But Snoke, you've done a little bit more. So kind of tell us what you've seen, Snoke, from your end, and then we'll throw it over to Kangi to kind of get his thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, since the day it came out, the Hollow Building Editor came out itself, you know, I was pretty intrigued by it. There is one thing I know we'll talk a little bit about later, about the cost price, but the editor itself is pretty cool. You can do a lot with it. I wish there was some more that you could do, like slopes, for example. That's one big thing I really wish, but I've already built a couple things. Like I built a casino and like a hotel, like a Sphinx-style hotel. I built the Alpha Kingdom logo, and right now I'm working on another one, the Parthenon. That's taking me a little bit of time, but because of
I want to make sure. That's a lot of columns.
Well, yeah. You showed it to us beforehand, and it's, you know, it's very obviously what you're building, which is super cool because one of the things I just, you know, specifically want to be able to do is recreate some of the landmarks that I've been buying, because we all know buildings are getting wiped out, but you know, can I recreate some of these? So super cool to see somebody more skilled than myself at least put something like that together.
And if you go to the Hollow Art on the Discord, you'll see some amazing creations.
They're by far better than me.
full size stadiums. I mean, Nathaniel actually had sent something to Bowl Combo where a guy actually did a Chucky.
Yep.
And it was just amazing. The guy, like, he basically did a rendering of Chucky using the Hollow Builder. So you can be really creative. So like the tile art enthusiasts are going to have a lot of fun with this because they can do pretty much anything they want with their Hollow Buildings.
Someone also did Shane. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, I have not seen that.
It's in the chat too. And they did Shane with his glasses on. You can tell.
I haven't checked it out today. So I'll have to go and look at that after the show.
Yeah. There's been some awesome artwork done in that already.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to discuss a little bit. Oh, sorry, Snoke. Were you going to talk a little more about?
Nope, you're good. Sorry.
I was going to say if you click on the Hollow Building Editor, also there's when you first click to create a blueprint, there's a question mark that actually brings you to a PDF document. I think a lot of folks know this by now, but some might not. But the PDF will give you a lot more information.
It's a manual. It's communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's communication. It's teaching. I love to see stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. It's a great thing to get out of the gates. And the one thing I really specifically wanted to touch on, because there's a lot of technical aspects, and excuse my cat here. I'm going to just put her on the ground. but there's three core points in the general section, first thing in this manual. And it says players can visualize and deploy building layouts on their properties. Hollow buildings will provide extra storage space on a property. And it is intended that the creation of hollow buildings on a property will improve some key variables inside the future Earth 2 ecosystem and may even serve as an initiation point, which can be backdated for future in-game resources. So I know I spilled a lot out there. So I think I'll start with you, Hazy, on just the first two points. So we've got players can visualize and deploy building layouts on their properties, and hollow buildings will provide extra storage space on a property. What are your initial sort of reactions to those two bullet points?
Yeah, so on the first thing, we've already seen some of the stuff people are visualizing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't deploy them yet. That's going to be coming down the road, and we'll talk about why there might be a little bit of a problem there. But I think that's a good thing. And I think what we kind of are going to see in the future, and this is me speculating again, because it's what I like to do with Earth 2, is you can have these hollow buildings, but they're like skins, and you can customize them with like brick textures or wood textures or mirrored textures, you know, to make it look more aesthetically pleasing. So I kind of think that's where it's going to go, because I've looked at some videos on how the hollow creators work, and that is kind of how they work. You can do more customization on top of the hollow buildings. And then as far as the extra storage space go, that's kind of interesting. I'm not sure why we need extra storage space. So that's a question, like, can we not store resources on our inventory tab? Does having a hollow building, like, does that mean it gives you the capability to store more than what's in your inventory? So there's a lot of questions with that I'm not sure we know the answers to yet. So, I mean, obviously, if I think there's a tangible benefit to having a hollow building that will give me extra storage space, that's something I'm going to do, even if there is a nominal cost associated with it. But if I just think it's not something I need, I'm not going to do it. So, Snoke, what are your thoughts on those two points?
You know, like you said, there's been a lot of people that have done some amazing things with the hollow buildings as well. And if you look at like Shane's tweet about it or his background on his Twitter, it's just a bunch of squares. And I mean, the hollow buildings have only been out maybe at most like what, 4 days I think now,
yeah.
four
yeah,
or five days.
Yep.
And I mean, you all the amazing creations. I mean, there in that chat alone, and the hollow art and the Discord. I mean, I've seen like apartment buildings like with full detail. I've seen castle. I've seen Shane. I've seen the Joker. I mean, just all the amazing details that people have done in it already, just mind blowing. Now with the extra storage space, that does, you know, it does make you wonder, because we do have storage space for jewels, and as you said in the tab, there's, you know, there's a resource tab. So is that going to be connected to the hollow buildings or what? I understand that that's only going to be, 1,000 cubic meters of volume, basically, for storage. So
that's a minimum required, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the maximum.
Maximum, yep.
Yeah, maximum.
And so it makes you wonder, like, do you need more, like, just that one building? Let's say, you know, you create a masterpiece and it's like 20,000 cubic meters. Only 1,000 of that can hold resources. Can you create multiple buildings on your properties to hold more resources, or is it only one building per
right.
property and stuff like that? Like, okay, well, you know, the people who only have, yeah, the people who only have like 10 properties in the game, if they can only get 10 buildings up on their properties, that's only, you know, that many resources they can gather. So it's like, I don't know where they're gonna, you know, go from that, but. What do you think, Kangi?
Well, I think one thing that I immediately think of is just other video games I've played with inventory systems and currency systems. And, you know, I think that we have jewels to think about, but we also still have resources and essence to consider. So it's possible that the storage system for each of these things are entirely different. And like, that's the thing I think of is resources specifically, because the idea of having, I don't know, X amount of lumber, you know, in reality, you do have to have, you know, you would think you'd have to have a place in your world, or I'm stumbling over my words here, but in phase three, where you'd have to store these things. They're not just things that show up in a virtual wallet, so to speak. So it does make sense to me that you'd have to allot some of your property space to actually storing these materials when you're not using them. But it's to be seen, because, you know, until we actually see some of the you know, until we see resources or essence deployed, it's going to be hard to conceptualize how they're actually, how we have to keep them, basically. Like, how is that going to show up in our profile? So that's what I picture. But that I do think this is a good point to talk about point number three, because I know that that's one that you want to talk about, Hazy, which is, and I'll repeat it, it is intended that the creation of hollow buildings on a property will improve some key variables inside the future Earth 2 ecosystem and may even serve as an initiation point, which can be backdated for future in-game resources. So, Hazy, what's your immediate reaction to that?
So my immediate reaction is the earlier you place a hollow building, the better it is. So they're incentivizing placing hollow buildings. And my concern with this is if they don't have essence on at that point, then it's going to become a pay to win scheme.
Well, and can you explain that a little bit more? Because I didn't totally set that up fairly in terms of what the hollow building manual says about the cost associated with building.
So the hollow building manual says that you can place these buildings at a future date either using e-dollars or essence or and essence. So, but it says when they initially roll it out, you might not be able to use essence, but rest assured it will be coming soon. So they're basically saying essence is going to be a payment option, but it might not be available soon. So that first week, that first 2 weeks, you might have to pay
4 months.
Yeah. I think they're changing their rollout speed. I think they're being true to their word that phase two, once they started it, it's going to have the more incremental rollouts. I actually believe that's going to happen. I don't think essence is going to be months. I think it'll be a couple weeks, but that first 2 weeks is going to be huge. I'm going to throw $10 down on three or four properties just to get that first in advantage. I mean, I think you have to if you're serious about taking advantage of the ecosim portion of this game. And that's basically 80% of my gameplay is the ecosim. I mean, I'm looking forward to the game, but for me, it's all about the economic sim. So I'm going to place down some placeholder buildings to get that backdated in-game resource. So what they mean by backdating is from the date you place that building down, they're going to backdate it when they roll out resources, and you're going to get those extra resources from the time you place that building down. So if you wait until essence comes out, you might be waiting 2 weeks, a month, and you'll be a month behind someone that placed some buildings down. So that's my thoughts on that. Snoke, what do you think?
You know, when I first saw the hollow buildings, and this was even before it was launched, it was on the staging site, and I saw that cost to produce. It didn't say anything about essence or nothing, it just said cost to produce. And I was like, man, I was really bummed by it. And even when it launched, I was hoping that maybe something would change. And when it launched, it was the same thing. And I know I talked to both of you, and I said, you know, I'm kind of bummed by this. And that's when you pointed out the document, and a lot of people still don't know about that document. But there is a little document if you click on that little question mark in the hollow building.
I see the Facebook groups just going on and on about how Earth 2 is charging people to build buildings, and they don't even talk about the essence aspect of it.
Yep. Well, and in that document, it does say that, which is good, but they haven't mentioned essence, and I don't even know how many updates they've provided. All these other things are coming out, and we've never even heard of them before. So it's just like, okay, I believe essence is coming out, but again, like, how long? And I know you said 1 to 2 weeks, but their track record, it's hard to believe it's going to be 6 months from now before they let it go, before it comes out. And so I'm hoping that it, you know, it's sooner than that. But I'm the same way. I mean, I want to make sure I'm in the game early and be able to get those hollow buildings out when we are able to place them. And most likely, I'll probably just put a couple $10 plots down so I can get the full value of it. But, like, for example, the Parthenon I'm building, I'm not even done with it. And right now it's going to cost $100 to place it. So it's
Yeah, that's definitely something you would use essence to
place. Yeah, and so I'm hoping it doesn't take too long.
Or you can sell the blueprint. And that's something we should talk about. We didn't actually have that in our notes, Kane. But there's going to be a marketplace for blueprints. So you can buy blueprints from people to place on your property. So I see that marketplace actually. I know I plan on buying blueprints because I can build a square and nothing else. So Kangi, I know you're probably going to be a blueprint buyer, correct?
Yeah, I absolutely am. And you know, one thing I do want to quickly touch on, you know, as far as the essence versus spending actual money is just I hope that we know some of the benefits without having to make that decision, because that'd be another decision we're making in the dark, right? Like
Yeah.
choosing to build a hollow building, not knowing what the benefits will be before you even have essence. But yes, on the blueprint topic, I am absolutely going to be on the marketplace for those because I really want to be able to recreate some of the landmarks that I've been buying
Yeah,
as
so I think you could, I mean, and we can go back to Walker's Earth 2 reviews. I can see contracting someone out to actually, okay, I want this kind of design. How much will you charge to make it? And then you can like go to like five different designers and get the best price. Or
absolutely.
you might want to pay a little extra for someone that's just a phenomenal artist.
So just in
So yeah.
case you didn't hear, Kangi just said that he bought historical landmarks that he once created. So make sure you go on his profile, start creating those blueprints so you can sell to
Yeah,
Kangi.
absolutely. Yeah,
Good point. If
this
someone makes want to make a replica of Caesar's Palace, we can talk.
I'm on it.
Yeah, and that's oh, go ahead, Snoke.
No, you're good.
Yeah. I was just gonna close by saying, you know, I do really like one thing I'm really excited about seeing, and what you may have already mentioned it, is the full-size stadium somebody created, because that is another thing that I bought just thinking about foot traffic, at least on game days, is stadiums, as soccer stadiums in other nations and things like that.
See,
So
and you could
if
make the stadium even cooler than the one that's actually there.
yeah, and I'm just excited to be able to, you know, with the AR components that are going to be introduced, be able to go into some of these stadiums. Like, I imagine myself sitting at a game at halftime and then just getting onto my phone and going, you know, what does this stadium look like in Earth 2? You know, what sort of enhancements have been made? So, yeah, again, as Snoke said, take advantage of, you know, the financial opportunity here and start designing some blueprints for me to buy from you.
We'll post a link to Kangi's profile in
Maybe they'll buy all of his properties from him and he won't have any left.
the show notes. No, I've got 130 holders. That's a good
Okay.
point, though. Yeah, come buy my stuff too.
So I know, you know, we've talked about the hollow buildings, and there's something else that actually came out released since our last podcast, and that was the Bazaar that was rolled out on July 21st that we can actually buy and sell jewels, sort of like the regular tile marketplace, but we can buy and sell jewels that we collected. Now, Hazy, have you had any experience with this yet?
That would be an understatement. So let's say when I started, when the Bazaar came out, I was getting average between 20 and 30 jewels a day. So I had maybe 400 jewels about. So I started out flipping jewels. So basically, I was buying all the cheap ones I could and then selling them and then buying more cheap ones and selling them. No, so then I sold like $100 worth of property, so I actually invested that $100 too, just because it was easier than me to catch. So I had $70 in my account and $100 from property, so I have $170 invested in jewels, and I now have 2,200 jewels.
Oh
So
wow.
yeah,
Have you sold any of them?
I sell all the time. So what I'm doing, I study. I study, so I have a actually on the My Name Is Human Pod site. Twice a day, I'm going in and updating the prices, updating the market conditions. So right now, the jewels are pretty much at the lowest they've been since they released. When they first came out, the commons, the blues, the grays, the sandies, were selling for about 40 to 50 cents. The black was selling for about 80 to 90 cents, and the gold was selling anywhere between the yellow was selling anywhere between $1.20 to $1.50. So now if we look at it, the commons are selling for between 25 to 30 cents, the blacks are selling for 45 to 50, and the yellow is selling for about 90 cents. So the prices have definitely come down, and that's coming from people oversaturating the market with
Right.
they see gold So yellow has by far, so you would think yellow being the most expensive would be the most scarce, but it's the exact opposite because you can sell it for so much, which I don't understand why people are overvaluing yet gold. I mean, people see shiny things and they just want to buy it.
It's
I
the
mean,
human
'cause
condition.
it is. And so it's by far the most listed jewel. Like it has the most on the bazaar. So, which baffles me. And then the one that has the least amount of jewels is also the cheapest. So I think the people don't understand the economics. So I've really been loading up on the ones that don't have a lot that are really cheap. So I've been buying the 25-cent jewels pretty much nonstop. And anytime I see, like, if I see a gold jewel for 60 cents, I'll snag it. But I'm not going to pay market value for something that I think is oversaturated. So I've just basically been studying the various dynamics for the different colors. So if I see something that I think is a value on that color, I'm going to grab it. And my thought process also is if I don't sell it and I have 2,000 jewels, I'm okay with that because I'm going to be able to do all the crafting with the jewels that I wasn't going to be able to do getting my measly 20 to 30 jewels a day. So, Kangy, I know you're not as enthused about the bazaar as I am, but kind of tell me your thoughts on what you've seen so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely interesting to watch the marketplace play out when we can't, necessarily use them yet. And don't get me wrong,
Right.
the land tiles themselves for something like this, I know every part of this project of this game is speculative. So another speculative component shouldn't, shock me, but it is interesting to see, the small sort of trends that we're already starting to see. Like, I think that there's been about a 50% increase in inventory
Yep.
from day one to now. And I'd be curious to see in that time span how much, total production of jewels there were. And this is, more data than we have access to, I think, but
Yeah, I wish I had
what the
access to that.
right to know what the total jewel production was to get an idea of, like, okay, how
So
much is being listed out of how much is being produced.
I actually started tracking the number listed like a
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
About a day after they released them. So the first time I tracked it was 12,000 jewels listed on the bazaar. As of 6 a.m. this morning, it was 15,740. So
Oh, okay. So not as.
about a 4,000, about a 30% increase.
Right, not as extreme as I was thinking, but still, it's going up steadily. And admittedly, the decrease in price. That checks out. That makes some sense over that time span. But yeah, as soon as we have either resources to actually use the jewels, or we have the ability to potentially create these medium or large size jewels by fusing them, or I
Yeah,
know
and
that that.
I think that's why people are kind of undervaluing Jews right now because there is an unknown, and I think that unknown aspect might be why they're selling them so readily. But
Right.
I don't think they understand that the next part's going to be much more difficult to achieve. So my kind of mind is saying, okay, I have 2,000 jewels, I can make all these medium and large jewels. So if I take I don't know the recipe. This is like just kind
Yeah,
of
totally guessing, right.
hypothetical. Say I take a 80-cent yellow jewel and merge it with and the recipe calls for two yellows and a black. So my initial cost is $3.10, but I can sell that medium jewel that I craft for $5. That's a $1.90 profit I can get by having those jewels on hand. So that's the kind of thing I'm envisioning further down as we get into the crafting element.
Yeah, and I definitely think that I think that those larger jewels are going to be, because there's not, it's not, it's a totally separate marketplace, right? So your ability to create those on the fly versus somebody trying to do that, you may have a distinct advantage. And Snoke, have you been on the bazaar at all? Have you done a whole lot in that marketplace, or are you kind of waiting until we have a bit more info?
Knowing
So
Snoke, he's holding all.
I like to hold my stuff. No, so the day it came out, I put one color jewel each for sale. The yellow I got $3 for, and I sold it for $3. A blue I sold it for $1.50,
Wow,
and
that was definitely at the very beginning.
yes. And the black I think I sold for like $1.09. And other than that, I haven't really sold any more jewels. I did buy a couple. And the one thing that I know is, Earth 2 is definitely making its money because it costs to buy and it costs to sell for the jewels. So
No,
they're
it's one fee.
so when you sell it, they take a fee from the profit you make, and then when you buy it, they add on a profit. They
But
add on a charge.
it's one fee.
What do you
It's a
mean?
flat fee. You don't pay
Right.
twice. You don't pay the fee twice.
Right, but like the buyer pays a fee and the seller pays a fee though.
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, positive.
Okay, because I
So
know when I was placing them on the thing,
no, so when so
I thought that the buyer
it's
ends up
a
paying the fee because the 15 cents gets tacked on to what the seller
Right,
listed.
that's what
And so
happens.
then the buyer's the
So
one that has
what
to
the
pay that.
seller what the seller has to do though is account for that fee. So, like for example, if the fee is 5 cents, if you list it for 25 cents, it's actually going to show up in the bazaar as 30 cents. But
Yeah.
you don't you the seller themselves don't pay the 5 cent fee. You get paid 25 cents. The
Oh, I
buyer
see.
pay the buyer pays 30 cents. So there the buyer is paying that 5 cent fee.
Yeah, it definitely confused me at first in terms of, how who was paying what part of that transaction,
Regardless
but
though, Earth 2 is definitely making money off
yeah,
these
right. Yeah, they're getting
off these
50.
microtransactions. Yeah, they're
Yeah,
getting
definitely.
15
And
cents or
thanks for
whatever
clearing that up
for.
too. Because
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of the case, and
That's
I was
okay. Some
like,
someone else might have thought it, so we might have
right.
educated someone.
And that's kind of like why I was like, well, maybe I just wanted to test the waters a little bit, and that's why I did one of each color. And then I bought, I think, a blue one, and I think I bought a yellow one back because I know those are the most valuable. And I think I bought one back for like, I think it was like 90 cents.
Yeah.
Boom, that's a win.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, other than that, I didn't have too much. I know, I was watching a stream with Guidebook Gaming, and Nameless was talking about it, and he was saying where if they do the 5-to-1 ratio, like so 5 small jewels equals a large jewel, five large jewels equals a huge, or 5 small jewels equals medium, 5 medium equals large, 5 large equals huge. That's a if you have 2,000 jewels, that's only going to be like 5 or 10
It
huge
scales up
jewels.
quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one thing I'm like, I don't want to sell my jewels because if that is
Yeah, and
the case.
that's why I don't mind the fact that I've thrown $100 in to get to 2,000 jewels. And I did a lot of flipping to get there. So
Yeah.
like, I mean, I figure my 2,000 jewels are probably worth about $100 more than what I actually invested. So like,
Nice.
if I wanted to go in and sell them, I could make $100 profit. But I'm only selling when I see the market conditions are right. But Bazaar is exciting. Hollow buildings are exciting. But for me, the most exciting part was the website update. So
Definitely.
I honestly have to agree.
I mean, and it's just because it's stuff we've been talking about for months now. So let's go through each thing they did. So the landing page framework has now officially updated to React, and you can notice a difference. They've added a how-to page, so tutorials. So I love it. They have tutorials on how to buy land, how to use the marketplace, how to cash out. And it's not just a little simple, you do this. It's actually pictures, and it shows you step by step how to do things. It's stuff that we at My Name is Human Pod, like we like doing. We have the Learning 2 section. We did the how to get started on our 2 video. I mean, this is something that is near and dear to my heart. Teaching people how to interact with the website.
Agreed.
It's so huge. So I was so happy to see that. Partners, it has the Mapbox, the 5CA, and one other. I can never remember the name of the third one. They updated the TNC. Not a lot of updates, but they did fix the typos that I was always bugging Thomas about. So the typos are no longer there, and they did add a couple more specific phrases. It's still very Earth 2 focused, and it should be. That's what the T's and C's are for. They're to protect the business, not to protect the consumer. Updates page. Well, one thing we've been asking for. So they have a dev change log, and they actually have it all the way back to November. Every update they've done on the website is now on that dev change log. So that's amazing. So great thing. The teams page. They have a teams page where they show the team, and they have KDiz and Liz are on there now. They have Torak, who's now security, and
They added another developer with a pretty tremendous
added
amount of
developer.
experience,
And
right?
then the one person I really wanted to talk about was Mark Bennett. So I mentioned this on Willie's stream the other day when I was on his stream. But Mark Bennett was one of, along with Shane, interviewed me when I was going for that temporary PR position.
Oh, nice.
So Mark Bennett, if you look at his LinkedIn, I couldn't talk about it before because he wasn't public, and I didn't want to chance that I was violating NDA by saying, "Hey, check out this Mark Bennett dude." But now he's on there, so I can talk about him. So Yale MBA graduate, worked for some of the biggest companies in the industry, including Oculus, and he's currently the chief operating officer for a augmented reality 3D firm. So he has experience in this sector. He is business development is his title, so to speak. I think he's probably more involved than that lets on, given the fact that he actually interviewed me. So I'm excited to see someone of his stature working with Virtu and helping guide the business development. Okay, so that's my team's thing. They add the career page. Three job listings. They're all programming, unfortunately, and I'm not going to be able to get a Earth-2 job, but that's okay. Maybe there's something down the road. But they are hiring. They have some programming jobs there. And then the last one, I saved the best for last, the news page. So something I've been clamoring for from day one, a central location on the website where they list all their announcements. So people don't have to go to Discord or Facebook or Instagram to get the announcements. They can access it on the website. The only qualm I had, and I suggested this to Thomas, was you need to be able to see that page when you're logged in. Right now, you have to log out to see all of those pages. So I think there needs to be a landing page when you're logged in to see the news and updates. So I think if they do that, and Thomas said it's a good idea, and they'll probably try to work on it, implementing that. So that's for me, great, great stuff. Actually pumped me up because that's the kind of stuff that I felt Earth-2 needed to do to improve their communication and improve the appearance of how it is when new people come to the site. So this is very user friendly and good for people that are coming to the site new. So now they can market more, do more marketing and bring more people on. Kangy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'll just go through my a couple of quick ones, which is, I think that adding the partners page, just makes the site look a lot more legitimate, along with updating the terms and conditions for sure. And then that I'm huge on the updates log and the news, and I view those as very hand in hand, just showing the level of activity that's really going on behind the project. And the last thing I'll say is it's great to see the career page added, even though I'm sure I'll never qualify for any of those, excuse me, any of those positions, because people had wanted to see it for so long and it seemed like a relatively easy thing to add. So it's just, it's great to see another thing that was promised get checked off the list. But Snoke, any thoughts on these website updates?
Yeah, I mean, both of you named off a lot of the good reasons. I'm excited for the job offers as well. I know there's a senior DevOps position on there that I keep buying because in my current line of work, I'm DevOps.
Yeah.
So I've been eyeing it. I haven't actually applied for it or anything. I've been just like,
Shooters got to shoot their shot, man.
right?
That's how I got my interview with them, even though I didn't get a job. I mean, you don't know until you ask.
Right. That is true. So I'm still looking at that. I love the website itself. I mean, it's so easy to flow through, and it's so eye appealing compared. In the old website, like it was different from other websites, but this one, I mean, they even have like in the careers page, they have like pictures of people like looking at Earth-2 on the computers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Just
exactly. They've
I
really
mean,
enhanced it.
yeah. And so I'm excited for it, and I'm excited being on React, how quickly they can do these updates, and
Oh,
especially with all the
I did want to
bugs.
mention something that is near and dear to your buddy Nameless's heart. They did update the date for
Yes.
phase two.
Yeah, they said in early 2001 as soon as possible or something like that. But
No,
they took out the
sometime
first half. They took the
yeah.
first half out.
Sometime in 2000, I'll look it up while you talk. Keep talking. Yeah.
Right.
But well, if it was sometime in 2021 in general, I mean, yeah,
Right.
that's a broad. I didn't actually know that they had made that alteration, but nonetheless, I mean, that was a very bad look to have.
Yeah, so it says resources will be released in 2021 as early as possible.
Yeah, and it used to say resources will be released in the first half of 2021.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
You know, they did make the changes, and React, you can definitely, you can see how fast they can get these things done, because just like the bugs that were happening within Earth 2, like the links and not being able to click on profiles, stuff like that, it was fixed instantly, after, not instantly, but a lot faster than they could have prior to switching over to React. So
and the Bazaar fixes came out quite quick. Like the Bazaar was out the 21st. There were some early issues, and it was fixed by the 23rd.
Exactly.
So, it's like 48 hours, you know, which is much better than some of the turnaround time on some of the earlier bugs, I think.
Yep, for sure.
I'm excited about it.
But I think. Sorry, I was I was gonna steal your thunder here, Snoke.
Steal it, man.
Well, I was just gonna say that, you know, there was something at the end of Shane's tweet on July 23rd, Snoke, if you want to read that off.
Yeah, certainly. So at the end of the tweet, it says, "If all is stable, after a few days, an announcement will be made."
So it's been 3 days, and I feel it's pretty stable.
But from our perspective, you know, definitely seems to be, you know, I have not heard folks reporting a lot of additional bugs or anything like that. So, not that I've been super active.
So, Shane, where's my announcement? 3 days,
let me ask
bro.
You this. Let me ask you this. What do you think this announcement would be? Like, is it just something about the Hollow buildings, or do you think
I
it could
no
be?
Clue. No clue. Yeah. The hot more expansion on the Hollow buildings, maybe more expansion on the jewels, maybe more expansion on resources, maybe a combination of those three. I think it's going to be something to do with one of the things they've released recently, something to do with jewels, something to do with Hollow buildings, maybe essence.
Yep, totally agree. Essence is, I think, the one. You know, if we're going to get something new, that's the most likely candidate, I think, just because it's so integral to the Hollow building.
It's integral to everything. I mean,
right. Well, yeah.
Essence is the basis of everything. That's a direct quote from Shane.
That is true. But you remember, what was it? I think it was like two or 3 weeks ago, Shane did an announcement, and at the very last sentence, he said, "And Ether."
Oh, right. Yeah. If that's potentially something that's separate from,
I think that's separate than Essence. So I think that's more related to the blockchain aspect.
So do you think that could be the announcement though?
It's possible. Who knows? I mean,
right. All we're doing is speculating.
I mean, we didn't know about jewels a month ago and here we are selling them.
Yeah, I definitely lean hardest on Essence. I think it'll be, I do think we'll get more than a simple sort of follow-up announcement. I do think we'll get a little bit more than, you know, just saying,
it's going to be a pretty big announcement, I think. I think it's going to be pretty in-depth. Just from humble brag, talking to Shane, that kind of seems like where they're headed is the next announcement's going to kind of lay out a lot of what's coming in the near future. And I think jewels crafting might be part of this announcement. I'm hoping so, because being able to do stuff with the jewels, I think, will give people an additional element in addition to doing the blueprint. So I think having that makes a logical next step.
Agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. That should wrap it up. I think we covered every point we wanted to talk about. If we might have a Friday podcast, if we have that announcement come out. If we do have that announcement coming out, we'll do a Friday podcast. If we don't, we'll be back next week. Snoke, anything to add before we wrap up?
I'm excited that things are finally coming, and like I've been spending a lot more time on Earth 2 again, so it's exciting. So I hope that things run smoothly for the next couple of weeks, and you know, you'll be seeing more of us as long as they keep doing things correctly. So
yep. They put out content, we come. So,
yes, indeed.
Kenny, what about you? Anything to add?
So I actually do have one thing to add, and I don't know, sorry to put you on the spot with this, Hazy, because I didn't put it in the agenda, but did we want to make mention of the additional video that we're going to try to upload?
Yeah, so we can do that. So
maybe promote that a little before
So
it's up.
when I was looking in at some of the Hollow art, E2 World Trade District had done some really good creative stuff. So I said, "Hey, would you mind putting together a tutorial video?" And he's like, "Sure." So he sent me a 20 plus minute tutorial video earlier this morning. I just had the chance to watch it before I came on here. It's amazing. Really goes into some of the intricacies and how to do things that I honestly had no clue of doing. So we're going to actually upload it to the YouTube channel. It'll be separate from this video, but we'll publicize it, put it on the website, so people it'll be in the Learn E2 section, so people can go there. So definitely check that out. It'll help you learn how to use the Hollow Building Editor. So thanks for pointing that out, King. Good point.
Yes,
Yeah,
indeed.
I mean, if we're gonna have our viewers figure out how to fleece me for blueprint money, we gotta get them on the right track, right?
That's right. That's right. All right, and do like, subscribe, comment. Don't give us a thumbs down. We don't like those. So go somewhere else if you want to do that. We're open-minded. We criticize, but we love. I mean, it's all good. We only want the best for the R2 community. So that's why we're here.
Exactly.
So that's it for the My Name is Human R2.io podcast, brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. Hazy out.
Kangi out.
Snoke out.
Get up off your knees, girl.
Get up.
Stand face to face with your God.
Your God.
And find out what you are. Hello, my name is you. And I came down from the stars. Hello, my name is you.